We're back in school today from our break that we had on Monday. Including today, we have 13 days of school left for Garden City Public Schools. We're continuing to digitally instruct students in 2nd through 12th grades in the district and provide education packets to kindergarten and first grade students. Now, all school district facilities, including playground equipment, continue to be closed to the public to comply with the governor's order on school districts being closed for the remainder of the 2019-2020 school year, along with the local public health order. The district's top priority is the safety of our students, staff, as well as the community. The district continues to have good participation for students through the district's continuous learning process. The board actually heard an update on the continuous learning plan from Glenda LaBarbera, assistant superintendent at Monday night's board meeting. The district has a high percentage of students engaging in the process that includes 89% of our elementary students, 86% for intermediate students, between 60 to 90% for our middle school students, and that really is depending on their electives and how they're enrolled in those classes, and then 85% for the high school students. So really good participation from our students during this time when we're in our continuous learning process. Teachers have weekly check-ins with parents, and some of the things that were mentioned from the parents include children really miss their teachers. Sometimes it's hard to get the child to do their homework, and they don't teach math like they used to. Other things that parents have mentioned are that they enjoy sitting through the Zoom meetings and really watching how their child learns and receives instruction from the teachers, and that interaction that they have with the teachers through Zoom. The parents really appreciate the weekly check-ins from teachers. The phone calls are a little too much, is what Glenda LaBarbera mentioned from some parents, but teachers also use email and the Class Dojo communication system to see how students and parents are doing. It's really a team effort now for everyone through this continuous learning plan as we head to the end of the school year.